This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My brothers and sisters, I really would like to reach out to those who've lost loved ones and say to you, may Allah make it easy for you. May Allah grant you the patience required to go through the challenges that He has chosen for you, the loss that you have had to bear. May Allah make it easy for you to bear it. And may you be from among those who never question Allah. For indeed, questioning Allah is entering dangerous territory. May you be from among those who is reunited with your loved ones very soon in Jannat al-Firdaus. May Allah grant them paradise and make it easy for them. And I also want to reach out to those whose loved ones are not well, or if you are not well, may Allah grant you cure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you and your loved ones. May Allah grant you miraculous recovery. The bulk of the people are recovering, mashallah. But in recent times, we've lost a lot of people. Right now, we're sitting in January 2021, and subhanallah rabbil alameen, things have gotten from bad to worse. A lot of people are losing their lives, but alhamdulillah, we still praise Allah that it could have been worse. The only sad thing is, for people whose loved ones have perished, passed away, should I say, it's not easy to console them, especially for those I know who've lost multiple family members, multiple, within a short span of time or short space between each other. And those who have had this virus and come out of it with a lot of health problems, those who are struggling with health problems as a result of having recovered from the virus, and that virus then leaves behind a little bit of negativity, and you're still in the process of dealing with all of that. It's not been easy. I've been following up with several people, people close to my heart, and to be honest, we make dua for you. May Allah make it easy for you. Be strong, be steadfast, and take it in your stride. Try and replenish. Physiotherapy would help, and a lot more, inshallah al-Aziz. Similarly, for those who have not been affected by it much, alhamdulillah, thank Allah, but take your precautions. Take your precautions. That is part of your iman and part of your trust in Allah. He asks you to lock your door and then say, I lay my trust in Allah. He asks you to go out and work very hard and then say, oh Allah, grant me sustenance. He asks you to do whatever He has given you the capacity to do before you actually lay everything to Him. So at night when we recline, we've locked up everything, we say, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. In the name of Allah, I lay my trust in Allah. Same applies when you're driving, you take all the precautions, you follow whatever rules you can, and then you say, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. Allah will take care of your home that you've left behind. You don't just leave the doors open. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also take care of you as you're driving. Then if death were meant to come to you, and it does come, you're not to blame, number one. And number two is you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having fulfilled your role. So inshallah, that's something we must make sure that we are thankful to Allah for, that He's given us reward in taking precautions. So let's not be negligent, inshallah. We're witnessing what's happening. We're trying to process it. And inshallah, we will be able to learn a lot of lessons. I've lost a very, very close brother to me by the name of Arif Ibrahim. He was a very good friend of mine in his early 50s. And subhanallah, one thing that was amazing about this brother, and I'm sure it's happened to a lot of others, where Allah made him take a greater interest in his connection with Allah, with the Quran, with the Messenger and the Sunnah, and his pondering over death for the last decade or more. And subhanallah, how his life changed. He was not so religious before, but he became much more conscious of his Maker. and he became a person who would read his salah in the first saf for years on end. He wouldn't miss his tahajjud, as far as I know, for years on end, and his fajr salah. And he was always polite to everyone, tried not to hurt the feelings of people, and he just became so loved by a large cross-section of people. So much so that every year he used to go to Masjid al-Aqsa in Ramadan for i'tikaf, and he spent a lot of time there. They knew him, and amazing how he started memorizing the Quran in his 40s. And then he was told by someone that you need to polish up your tajweed, and he started doing that, and he was always keen on correct recitation, improving recitation, reading more and better, and he was tirelessly doing that. So good news to him, subhanAllah, Allah took him away. And I was with him just before he fell ill. In fact, he messaged me 2 days after we were together. We spent the better part of 2 days together. Then 2-3 days later, he messages me saying, you know what, I've tested positive, and I'm just letting you know because it's my responsibility. And he was okay, taking medication and so on. And suddenly he actually took a turn for the worst, taken to hospital, and mashallah, he was doing very well, very well. And he was messaging me every day. He left a voice note for the people to tell them three things. And he said, if I die, when I die, you know, this message should go far and wide. There were three things that he reminded people about. He says, firstly, build your connection with Allah by reading the Quran and developing that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, that would include your salah and your the translation of the Quran, reading Quran at least for a portion of, a small portion every day, every single day. Then the second message was developing your relation with the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third message is understanding that this life is temporary and our abode is actually the hereafter. He made a dua, Allahumma, and this is a Sunnah dua. Barik li fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Allahumma barik li fil maut. O Allah, grant me barakah and blessings in death and wa fima ba'd al maut, and grant me barakah and blessings after my death, after the death, whatever is to come, make it easy for me and bless me in every way. And it's amazing how the brother passed away. I had told him that I'm traveling. I will be back on Monday just after 9 o'clock. And guess what? We said we will meet, inshallah. Monday, just after 9 o'clock, I got a message when I landed, came home, and I received a message to say our brother is no more. Passed away. No more meaning he's not going to be here in the dunya, but he is still going to be reunited with us and all his loved ones, inshallah, very shortly. So that was pretty sad. It's normal to be sad. It's normal to cry. It's normal to feel that emptiness, and we just don't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the reason I wanted to mention the story of Arif is because to pay tribute to my friend, and many others have passed on, also my friends. I've had people close to me, more than one person passed on from the families within a short space of time. And subhanallah, others who suddenly left. But this brother, a good example of how Allah made him change his life prior to him dying by a decade, more than a decade, where he became so regular and he changed his life. It's like Allah saying, you know what? I love you so much. I'm going to get you connected to me, the Quran, the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, fulfilling the rights of others, becoming a very good person, loved by a lot of people. And then, come on, it's time to go. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It's time to go. Imagine going in such a beautiful way. And it's just amazing. May Allah make it easy for his family and the families of all those who've lost loved ones. My brothers and sisters, like I said, it costs nothing to take a few precautions. Do so for the sake of Allah and for the sake of helping, saving lives. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. You know, whoever saves a life is equivalent to the one who saved entire humanity. You might be healthy, those around you may not survive if they are affected by something you had. And I do know that there are still some people arguing about saying that, oh, a disease cannot be contagious in Islam. That's not correct. That is actually inaccurate. They can jump as much as they want. They are wrong. The Prophet ﷺ clearly tells us when there is a plague somewhere, or you know, outbreak of disease of this nature, don't go in or out of the place where it is. The fact right now is it's all over the globe. So basically, you're in this globe. But if it were in one place, why would the Prophet ﷺ say, if there was nothing contagious ever, that don't go in or don't come out? And that's an undisputed narration. Another narration says, stay at home. That's also a correct narration. Another narration says, a healthy person should not, go into the presence of the one who is sick with this contagious disease, you know. That's a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, actually. So, may Allah make us responsible people who care for the entire ummah. And not just because you're healthy and perhaps you haven't been affected, so you say that this is a whole hoax and this is all nothing and so on. Remember, there are people who've died. There are people who have lost many people. Many. I know of a family, everyone passed away besides a six-year-old. What are you going to tell them? This is a hoax. They will lose iman. They will lose belief, faith. If you tell them that there's nothing like this, it's just a joke, you know. Astaghfirullah. Let's be a little bit more responsible, the way we speak, inshallah. So may Allah make it easy for every one of us and grant us all ease, protection. And for those who are struggling with this disease, may Allah grant you cure. May Allah grant you shifa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. Remember, I always say, subhanAllah, while you're taking your medications, remember the sunnah medication is the best. That of the black seed oil, that of a little bit of honey, turmeric, a few other things that we have from among the remedies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a positive feeling always. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us away when He is happiest with us. Ameen, ameen. My brothers and sisters, those were just a few words I thought I'd share with you. Many people take a turn in their lives towards Allah before they pass away. That's a gift of Allah. But sometimes some people take a turn away from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not a good thing. So let's remember, try to become a better person. You never know how long you have to live. Many people may not make it to see the end of this year. And who knows, the number of sujood you are going to make may already be just a handful. So make sure the quality of it is good. Make sure you don't miss them. And make sure you worship Allah to the best of your ability. Because if you were to know the date of death and the way you're going to die, or just when you're going to die, and someone told you it's sometime this year, how would that change your life? How would that change your life? If someone told you, listen, my sister, you only have 1 month. That's it. Mm-hmm. How would that change your life? Well, if that would change your life in a positive way, if you're told, trust me, it's worth changing your life now. I don't know when I'm going to go, honestly. And you don't either. But that's going to be a good day, inshallah. A day when we return to our Maker by His will. May Allah forgive all of us and grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Shukran for listening. Barakallahu feekum. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama ala nabina Muhammad.